Our whole entire life, we spend trying to forget the past, but yet we keep reliving the past. Today, I'm going to teach you how to heal from it. Let's go get that nugget. Welcome to Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Jen Mack, Lady of the Mind, your host, energy healer, and intuitive coach. This is where we learn to master our lives and ignite our spirit, one nugget at a time. Hey guys, it's Jen Mack, Lady of the Mind. Welcome to today's episode where I hope I am finding you healing from the past. If you're not healing from the past, then it is my intention that in today's episode, I gave you just one nugget of inspiration towards your transformation. So like I said in the last episode, Amy and I went to an expo this past weekend. It's just a show where they have a lot of vendors and a little speaking event. And I was the keynote and I had a lot of coachings. Like I do these healing energy coachings in the booth. And one of the ladies there was suggesting, she was kind of funny. She goes, you know, you're really good at this and I feel amazing. And I didn't even think that I was going to get emotional, you know, when speaking with you. And I feel so great. Like I've been dealing with, you know, depression and anxiety. I feel like my whole life. And today I feel a glimmer of hope. I feel like all of a sudden the sun has come out from behind the clouds. And I, you know, of course I'm like, thank you. You know, I said, I really appreciate that. You know, I said, it's a lot of fun working with energy because things shift so quickly. And she goes, I think what you should do is tell more people. And it was just so cute because I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. You know, I have a podcast and I have a couple of groups on Facebook and I said, I teach and, you know, I had a, you know, a speaking, you know, engagement today at the show. And of course she wasn't there at the time, but anyway, she's like, you're just really good at what you do. You really need to tell more people. So I thought that it would be good to tell you, whoever the listeners are, whoever's tuning in today to the podcast is, you know, we think that healing is this physical thing and or this deep traumatic emotional thing. But what healing is about letting go of the past. It's about letting go of what no longer is serving us. And I love to use the analogy of a caterpillar and a butterfly, where you picture this tree that's got this caterpillar on it, and he's just like, life is great, and I get to go anywhere and do anything, and I can eat these leaves, and I can do this thing. And then all of a sudden, a butterfly flutters by, and he looks, and he sees the beauty of the wings, and the breeze, and the flight, and all of this stuff. And then the butterfly lands on a branch just above him. And he looks up at the butterfly, and he goes, you're really pretty. Like, that's really cool that you can do that. That's a lot of fun. And he's like, I just love like staying on my tree and eating these leaves. He goes, so you can have any of these leaves that you want. And he goes, I appreciate the compliment. He goes, thank you. You know, I had to go inward to be able to create the being that I am today. And he goes to the caterpillar, you can do the same thing. And the caterpillar's like, no, I'm fine on my branch and eating these leaves. And I've been living here my whole life and I'm fine with it. And he goes, well, he goes, thank you for the offer of eating the leaves, but I get to land on all these beautiful flowers and I get to drink the nectar of life. I get to dive in to these colors of lusciousness and vivid nectar every single day. And I get to go anywhere. I can go to any flower. I can land in the trees. They even, some of these people even have these little pools in their backyard with fruit. And I get a little drink, a little bit of orange or a little bit of grape. And he goes, every day is different. And every day is vibrant and rich with experience. And the butterfly just says, before he leaves, just so you know, whenever you're ready, you just go inward and you can become like me. And the caterpillar says, you know what? I'll think about it. And they parted ways. Now, obviously, you know, a caterpillar does turn into, as long as it lives long enough, it does turn into this caterpillar that can travel and have this rich life. But the fact is, and the point of this story, is that caterpillar must go inward. And what happens, if you've ever raised butterflies, it is quite a miraculous feat, is the caterpillar must go inward. So it goes into itself and creates this cocoon. And within the cocoon, within this shell, the caterpillar is turning into the butterfly, in which it's always had in him all along. And it is a beautiful, miraculous feat to just watch this whole miracle take place. Caterpillars, you know, they're these little tiny eggs, and tiny, tiny, tiny. I mean, they're like just the tip of a pencil. They're tiny. And then within about 2 weeks, they're the size of a caterpillar that we recognize as that size. And then within really a short period of time, they start to hang and they start to create this chrysalis. And in that chrysalis, it's all this beautiful green, and it's got these little gold holes, which is what creates the oxygen to get into the chrysalis so it can breathe. And it's got these little gold specks that create kind of this rim that goes through the middle of the chrysalis. And it's just this beautiful thing. And then what happens is, as it's growing and changing and morphing inside there and transforming within the chrysalis, the chrysalis starts to change color. Gets darker and darker and darker, and then it kind of becomes clear and translucent. And then eventually you can see the wings, the color of that butterfly. Now, this is a monarch butterfly that I'm talking about. And you get to see the black and the orange start to show through the chrysalis. Then pretty soon it just breaks through. It just kind of cracks open and it pumps its wings and it moves the blood through the wings. And right before your eyes, the wings are all clumpy and kind of gooky, and they're just like kind of yucky, kind of like they're all like, it's like a crumpled blanket. And then they just slowly start to pump from their belly, because all their belly is filled with the fluid and with this blood, and it starts to just pump the belly, and it moves the fluid out to the wings. And then the wings expand and expand and expand until they are straight and smooth and beautiful. And then within a couple of hours, it's ready for flight. This is life. This is my whole image of what life is like. We go the first third or first quarter of our life, you know, between birth and 14, and we're learning all of these things about how the world works, how relationships and my brain and my body and how what happens when I eat certain things and how do I move my body, and let's learn about money and let's learn about physical things and my environment. And then we start to bring in beliefs about things. What do I believe about people and words and actions and behavior and my emotions, and try to manage all that. And then somewhere between, you know, 15 and maybe your 30s, you're basically solidified in those beliefs. By the time you're 35, you have lived such a good section of your life that you feel like, yeah, I got it. This is it. This is my life. And these are all the things. And I know all this stuff, right? And then somewhere between 35 and let's say 50, you start to realize you don't know anything about life. You're managing emotions, your body is changing, things are changing, or you're stuck in this rut and you're getting kind of sick of things, tired of things. And you've been spending the last 15 or 20 years looking outside of you to find a solution. The butterfly doesn't look, or the caterpillar doesn't look outside of him for the solution. He doesn't look outside and go, let's go find some sticks and some twigs and feathers and try to make some wings, and then get mad at, you know, the world around them that doesn't create that, and I can't fly from there, and I'm still not a butterfly, and I have to eat like this, and I have to live on this tree. They don't blame the world. They start to go inward to create the world that they want to live. The caterpillar goes inward. It's introspection. That's where healing takes place. So we go inside to start cutting the sandbags away from the hot air balloon so we can rise above the stuff that is no longer serving us. Those beliefs that no longer serve us, the beliefs that keep us limited, the beliefs that keep us down and keep us separate from this greatness and this power. So healing is, yes, it's healing physical pain. Ongoing physical pain. Yes, it's healing ongoing emotional pain, but it's also letting go. So my process of coaching is a letting go process. It is a letting go of the identity of being the caterpillar and being limited and stepping into the version of you that is a butterfly, that is magnificent, that has power, that has freedom, that has vibrancy and a vivaciousness of opportunities. And if we could just get out of our caterpillar skin and start getting into our butterfly costume, we're going to start stepping into a whole new version of us. I hear all the time, people are reaching out to me and saying, you know, I'm stuck in this situation. I'm in this relationship. I'm in this job. I don't have money. I don't have this thing. And I'm like, go inward and get it. Create it. Create it. Create it. Create it. I used to hear that all the time. You know, there is no such thing as scarcity, and money is fluid and money is energy. And I'm like, yeah, but here's a $20 bill. It looks pretty solid to me. And if I spend it over there, I don't have it anymore. And they kept saying, create it. And it wasn't until I realized that it literally is like energetically printing your money, that it comes through. Now, this is just a little sidebar because we're not talking about money, but the creation comes through energetically into your existence and your experience, not from. It's not matter to matter. It's energy to create matter. Okay? It's energy. The work you do on the inside creates the outside experience. Think of it as like magic. You have a magic wand and you wave it around and you say this thing and poof, there's money in your hand. That's how I want you to think about how energy works. It's like that, where it is this beautiful experience of how I can bring something into existence. Okay, that's bringing something in. What I want to talk about, I got a little sidetracked there. What I want to talk about is how you release something. So I've used this analogy before, or a metaphor, is picturing a hot air balloon that's anchored to the ground with all these sandbags. Every single one of those sandbags contains beliefs about you, your life, your relationships, your money, your job, your everything, your whole entire life so far up until this point. And every single one of those sandbags is keeping you in the place that you're in. So picture this field, and there's all these trees around you, like out there, and you can't see anything but the underside of these leaves of this tree. And you're like, man, I sure wish I could see above. I sure wish I could see the sunset from here. But I'm down here on the ground by these trees, and I can't see anything but the underside of these leaves. And I go, start cutting those sandbags. Every single one of those beliefs that you hold is just energy that's in your body. It's just energy. I did this a couple days ago at the expo when we were at the show, is I had everybody try on. I like to use the word try on when we're talking about energy. Is I want you to, you can pause this if you want or just do it. I'll give you, you know, a good 10 seconds to do it of silence so you can do it without pausing. Is try on the word hate. I want you just in your mind, I'll give you 10 seconds to just say hate, hate over and over again and feel how your body feels when you say it. Go. Now, did you get a sensation of how your body feels when you say the word hate? Now, let's do that again with the word love. So clear that energy, just kind of wave your arms, let it go, get back to neutral. I'm going to give you the same 10 seconds. Repeat the word love and feel how your body feels. Do you feel a difference? When I say the word hate, I feel a solid clunk in my heart. It's solid. It has a sensation. To me, it's got an image of like a plate. It's almost like a, not as big as a dinner plate. So like the next, like a dessert plate, but it's solid like that. And when I say the word love, it has fluidity. It has movement. It has flow. It's like little fireworks. And there's a difference. How many times do I have to say the word hate before that gets stuck in my system? Somewhere in my emotional body, I start to think hate, hate, hate. I hate this. I hate traffic. I hate that food. I hate that person. I hate that thing. I hate living here. I hate this job. I hate my boss. How often do you think before you start to feel that longer term in your body? Probably not very long. How long have you been saying it? And if it's not hate, what other word are you saying that is getting stuck in the body and creating problems, creating pressure, kinking the hose? Okay. If I shift that and I start saying love, love can start pushing out hate. Hate is dark. Love is light. When we open the door to the sunlight, the sun comes in. The dark doesn't go out. The sun overpowers the shadows, doesn't it? If I shine a flashlight, I am able to create light over dark. Making sense? Okay, so now let's just go a step further. Picture a glass that has muddy water in it. That's your energy body. It starts out clean and clear, right? It's full, it's vibrant. Like, take the mud out for a second. Let's go back a step. If it's clean and clear and you have clean, fresh water in there, you can see through the glass. It looks drinkable. You could put a fish in there. You could drink it. It looks amazing and wonderful. But now I'm going to put some mud in there. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to grab a spoonful of dirt and I'm going to dump it in the glass. Within seconds, it's dark. The dirt starts to settle at the bottom of the glass. And if I go in there and I just let it sit there and I let it sit there and I let it sit there, eventually it'll just settle at the bottom and I could still sort of see through the glass, right? But it's kind of dingy and dim and kind of dirty still. If that is a belief about something, the same thing, if that something gets triggered, someone says something, they say it a certain way, or they say a certain word, or you're in a certain environment and it triggers it, that's the same as putting the spoon in the glass and stirring it up. And now what happens? That dirt gets all stirred up. Now my glass is muddy again until it settles. But have you ever heard of, or have you gone through this where, yeah, you know, I went through this really terrible, extreme situation, but I've gotten over it. It doesn't bother me anymore. I had somebody sit across from me in an energy healing at the booth that said, yep, I had this thing. I was living in this house where I was renting a room with these other people, and I was renting, it was that whole house, but all the rooms were rented. And I was basically assaulted by one of the guys who lived there, but I got over it. And the only reason I laugh is because, no, you didn't. You didn't get over it. You got maybe past it. You cried a little bit, got angry, and then you stuffed it down. The dirt settled in the glass. What happens is I go, hey, let's go in there and dig at that. I want you to visualize that scene. And she's like, okay. And she does. And not kidding, within 3 seconds, she's sitting across from me bawling because she's reliving the scene. And I'm like, more, more, tell me more. And she's not telling me anything. In your mind, tell me the story. In your mind, tell me the story. Tell me what's going on. And she's not literally saying anything, but she's saying the story. She's reliving that trauma right here in front of me. And I'm like, tell me more, tell me more, tell me more. And she is bawling. She is sobbing right in front of me. And then she stops and she goes, I thought I got over that. And I said, did you release it? She said, well, no, I just thought basically time heals all wounds. And I said, guess what time doesn't do? It doesn't heal all wounds. It leaves a scar. It leaves a scar behind. It leaves the dirt settled in the bottom of this glass. And every time, like, I went in there and poked that bruise, and what happened? That's the same as sticking the spoon in that glass and stirring it up. Okay, now what? Now you're like, Jen, you're kind of the bad guy. Way to make her relive her trauma. Here's the thing. Here's what I did. We're going to release that trauma. Are you ready to let go of it? She goes, I thought I did. I said, let's do it for real now. So then the next step is to go into where that is housed in your body. Where's that trauma housed? Somewhere in your body. This is going inward. This is cocooning up. Okay. So this is the same as going in and looking at the dirt. Where is it in your body? Your heart? One of your chakras? Is it up in your head? Is it in your solar plexus? So we go in and then we go, let's get rid of it. And you pull it out in front of you. You pull it out in front of you and you give it back to Mother Earth. And I have lots and lots of different ways to walk through that, to give it back to Mother Earth. And you give it back to Mother Earth and you say, transmute this. It's just energy. Transmute this energy into something else. Right? And then the next step, and that's the same as like, so this glass, it has muddy water in it. And I take that glass and I start to fill it with other water, clean, fresh water. That's the same as now that energy is gone and transmuted back to Mother Earth. What do I need in its place? What do I need to move into its place? And what do I need is something that's more empowering. Love, self-love, trust, confidence, empowerment, okay? Peace, harmony, joy. And that's me filling this glass now, pouring water in and watching that it is rinsing out that mud. Eventually, If I let that water overflow that glass enough times, what's going to happen? It's eventually going to run clear. So then at the end, when I say back to this girl that was sitting in front of me and I say, I look back at her and I go, okay, what is it? And she goes, it's gone. I said, go and visualize that scene again. It's gone. And now we can fill it with a new story. We can fill it with new empowerment. And with much love to my soul sister, we were able to let go of that traumatic event to a point where now it's just a story that doesn't trigger her. It is not saying that the thing, the event was okay. It's just saying it no longer controls me. We're letting it go. That is the healing process. You can do that with your beliefs. You can do that with physical pain. You can do that with emotional pain. That is a process that I believe that is cutting sandbags away from the hot air balloon and allowing things to rise, allowing things to come up off the ground. It's letting the hot air balloon rise to a new perspective so you can see above the trees. You can see a new perspective and a new life. That is the caterpillar breaking through the cocoon, the chrysalis, and merging and pumping blood into its wings. You're going to have to do the same thing too. When we go inward and we start clearing away the things that no longer serve us, you're going to have to pump blood to your wings too. And that's the growing process. You're going to have to learn to fly. But I tell you what, learning to fly is much nicer than trying to deal with being a caterpillar your whole life. I would much rather be on the edge of the branch, right with my brand new wings, learning how to fly in the backyard to land on this on these beautiful flowers in the garden, than to always wish I could. I wish I could do that. And living a life of envy or jealousy that other people have it better than I do. It is about going inward, traveling into the energy body and releasing what no longer serves you. So that means it's time to wake up and it's time to look back at your life and at your beliefs and challenge every single one of them. Take an area of your life and go, what do I believe about this? Take the toughest, hardest area of your life right now and go, man, if this thing were fixed, my life would be amazing. Write your beliefs about that thing, whatever that is, your relationships, your health, your money, your career, and write your beliefs about that thing. What do you believe about it? That belief that you have that is keeping you on the ground and keeping the sandbags tied to your hot air balloon is the thing that is no longer serving you. And it's housed in your body somewhere. You release that and you breathe in some more light. That is you, my friend, growing wings. Wow, that may have felt like a lot of information in today's episode, but if you're looking for support and a deeper knowledge of what we talked about today, then let's connect. You can learn more about how I work and how you can work with me. Send me an email to themeditationroomtc@gmail.com, subject line, let's talk. And in the meantime, you can join my online Facebook community, Lady Rising, and mention that you came in through the podcast. I look forward to supporting you and connecting with you there. Thank you for listening. If you liked that episode, please subscribe, like, or write a review. Let me know how that landed with you. If you'd like to support this podcast, please check out in the show notes where you can buy me a chai tea, or you can join my newest podcast membership for exclusive episodes, guided meditations, and transformative exercises that you won't find anywhere else. Bring your journal, open your heart, and let's get ready for some serious transformation.